I thought we, again, kind of the theme of the offseason, like I had an opportunity to talk to you guys a couple weeks before the draft, going out and getting guys that are talented guys that love playing the game of football. I think that's what you saw in our draft class.
Talk about the progress of the offense, where it is right now and where you want it to be.
It's learning. You know, it's a learning phase right now with the practices that we have in, just kind of installing some new stuff, getting familiar with some of the new schemes and kind of the new system that we'll be in this year. And so we're doing a lot of learning and doing it together. I think in OTAs it'll ramp up to more trying to execute it to the level that we can win with.
How will it fit your skill set?
I'm excited about it. It's like I've said before, it's a lot of stuff that I'm familiar with that I've ran before, and I think it allows not only myself but a lot of guys on offense to use what they're good at and use it to their advantage.
Four straight years not being in the playoffs, how do you guys sort of build confidence between now and the start of the season so that you have a little more of that attitude you want?
Yeah, I think going out and finding the guys we did that have been in the playoffs, that know what it takes to get there, and able to share that with some of the younger guys like myself who haven't experienced it, understanding what kind of work it takes during this time of year to be able to be playing in December and into January. And I think that that's been really helpful for the young guys on our football team, the guys that haven't been able to experience the playoffs. And, I think just coming together, continuing to work hard, and finding ways to win in the second half of the season, I think would be key for us.
What's your progress right now with the OTAs next week? Are there going to be any limitations on you next week?
No, I don't expect there to be anything that they hold me out of.
Kendall immediately talked about the way you handled the deep ball when we were talking about the offense. He said Jake's really got the deep ball down. Is that one part of this offense that clicks with you?
Like I said, it's something I'm familiar with, understanding kind of landmarks on the field, certain plays where guys are going and where you're able to throw the ball to give them the best chance of coming down with it. And, I think it's a part of the game that we'll try and find ways each week to take our vertical shots. And when you're able to hit on them and connect on them, they can change games for you.
With the shoulders, is this a case where it should be better than maybe a guy's shoulder who hasn't had this sort of surgery?
I don't know a whole lot about as far as if it's supposed to be better, stronger. I can tell you that it feels just the same as it did before I had the surgery, before I got hurt, I guess, when I didn't have any problems with it. It feels exactly the same. I haven't had any moments where I'm like, oh, man, I could feel that, or it slipped a little bit. It's felt great. It feels normal, and, I'm excited about that.
Did you know during games last year when it sort of popped out?
Yeah.
Is that terribly uncomfortable when that
happens? You get comfortable. I mean, you get used to it, I guess. He's, again, a talented guy that I think brings some skills, a skill set to us that we can utilize, especially in the red zone, a big, tall guy that can jump and win jump ball situations. So there's situations that we can put him in to help our team be more successful and find ways to score points.
When you had to have the surgery, if you'd known that you'd be able to be ready for the OTAs and continue learning and implementing this offense with no restrictions, would that have been best case scenario, and how happy are you to be at this point?
That's kind of what I expected. I didn't expect to have to miss anything at this point. I think I'm 20 weeks or something like that, and the way I looked at it, if I wasn't ready to go, then it was kind of on me. I didn't do what I was supposed to take care of my body, and I expected to be here and not to miss anything.
What was the most miserable time of the rehab?
The first month, probably. Just trying to sleep at night was the hardest part.
Is that right? Did you have to sleep sitting up?
I had to sleep on the couch or in the recliner. I couldn't lay down because it puts too much pressure on you where you've been repaired. So.
And you're in a sling that whole time too, right?
Yeah.
How irritating is that?
Yeah, it's like I said, you only sleep for probably about an hour at a time, and take half hour or so to try and get back to sleep. That was definitely the most uncomfortable part of it.
How important is it for Kendall to increase his yards per catch this year? And is it part of your responsibility to help him do that?
I don't think that it's for us a focus on trying to increase that number, but just finding ways to get the ball into his hands. I think when you do that, you guys have seen how explosive he is when he catches the ball, even on short routes, and turns it into big plays with yards after catch. And those are ways that those numbers begin to climb. So just finding ways to get him the football in space and let him do what he does best, and that's be a football player.
First time you saw a chance on the field, what did you think?
You know, I kind of knew what to expect. His offensive coordinator, Doug Nussmeier, was mine my last 2 years in college, so I'm really close with him, talked to him quite a bit. And so he kind of gave me a rundown on him after we had drafted him. And so I had a pretty good idea what to expect, and, you know, he was pretty spot on. The guy's a gamer. When the lights come on, he's a football player, and you can tell that just by his drive when you get on the field and when you're in the huddle. His mentality, personality, it's contagious with those guys, and I think that you know, he's going to be a guy that's good for us for a long time.
Been impressed with that so far.
Yeah, definitely.
With all these pieces that now are finally in place, is there any expectations on offense? How high are they at this point?
Yeah, you know, excited. I think that, like I said, we still have a lot of work to do, and that's going to be important for us throughout the rest of these OTAs and mini camps and then into fall camp. You know, there's going to have to be an emphasis on continuing to study, continuing to mentally grind so that you're able to go out and compete at a high level and at a fast speed. And I think if we're able to do that, you know, this can be a really talented offense.
How much more comfortable do you feel in explaining some of the elements that you are familiar with, having played them in college, to other guys that are just kind of picking up on
that? That's another important part, I think, is finding ways for the players to really own it and become comfortable with it from one guy to another, and you know, having the ability to really talk through how you see it, what you saw, what happened. Maybe the difficulty of running a route a certain way for a receiver, or the difficulty of throwing it a certain way for a quarterback, and just voicing that back and forth. And this is the time to figure those things out and then refine them going into camp.